2017. I'm calling to order the council meeting for the borough of Edgewood. Ms. Bastianini, call the roll.
Mr. Bray.
Here.
Dr. Wallace. Mr. Wainwright.
Here.
Mr. Wilson.
Here.
Dr. Petrola. Mr. Fuller.
Here.
Ms. Schaefer.
Here, and let the record reflect that the mayor and the solicitor are also in attendance. If you would all please stand with me to recite the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This time, we'll entertain items on the floor. It's good to see you. There being no items from the floor at this time, Mr. Wainwright, a motion to authorize payments of bills for goods and services, please.
Move to authorize the payment of bills for goods and services received by the borough, having been reviewed and approved by the General Government Committee on bill list dated March 31st, 2017, from the general fund in the amount of $19,264.16, and on the bill list dated April 3rd, 2017, from the general fund in the amount of $7,831.22 for a total of $27,095.38.
Second.
Questions or comments?
So as I understand it, there was the bill list of March 31st, and then there were some late expenses that came in, so they ran a quick second, smaller bill list, which is why there are two there. And for the first time since I've been here, there are no sewer bills.
Sure. Behold the power of cheese.
Other than that, all the expenses were routine.
All right, thank you, Mr. Wainwright. Any other questions or comments? Ms. Bastianini, call the roll.
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Motion to hold public hearing on conditional use application, Mr. Bright. Sorry, I didn't mean to spring it on you.
And this is all the language. I move to hold a public hearing on April 17, 2017 at 7 p.m. in council chambers in order to receive public comment on the conditional use application submitted by Giant Eagle Incorporated to operate a Get-Go gas station and convenience store in a C2 zone district and to advertise for the same.
Second.
Any questions or comments?
This will be advertised twice in the Post Gazette. The property will also be posted, and notice letters will be sent to residents and businesses nearby so that they are aware of the meeting.
Thank you. Any other questions for Ms. Bastianini? Will you call the roll, please?
Mr. Bray.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Motion to approve lot line revision, Mr. Wilson.
I move to approve the lot line revision to combine 210 and 212 Laurel Street into one parcel, as recommended by the Planning Commission.
Did I say three?
Oh, 310 and 312 Laurel Street into one parcel, as recommended by the Planning Commission.
Second.
Any questions or comments?
This would be a reverse subdivision?
That's correct.
And they paid the applicable fees?
They did.
The homeowner hopefully understands that they need to follow through on this and get it recorded and all that kind of stuff, and so that not only our records are this change, but also the county's records and the land use records, et cetera?
Yes, the applicant is aware of the process, has followed it thus far, and I have large copies of the plans, if it is passed for council to sign, that will be forwarded to the county for their signature and recording.
Okay, so we have that all together.
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm.
And I believe that is owned by a development company, isn't it?
It is currently, yes. They do plan to, once the lot is combined, they would like to build a garage. So they'll apply for a building permit and a zoning permit and would like to build a garage, and then they plan to put it up for sale as a single family home.
Well, most of the houses in that end of town do not have garages. So, you know, and on street parking is awfully tight all the time.
Ms. Bastini, you call the roll?
Mr. Bright.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Volunteer Fire Department is not here. Recreation report, Ms. Bastini.
Thank you, Madam President. The Easter egg hunt is this Saturday at Koenig Field at noon. Please remember for your little ones to bring their own basket or bag to collect the eggs. The weather right now looks like it should be dry, so we're hoping that it stays that way. T-ball and softball signups will begin on April 10th. There's 1 month to sign up, and those leagues begin playing in June. Also, some updates on the dog park. All of the old fencing has been removed, so the space is clear and ready for the new fencing. And we have been working with our insurance company and our in-house graphic designer to create some signs to put up on the fencing, laying out the rules for dogs and the rules for humans for using the dog park. So we are gearing up and getting ready to go and excited about that project.
There's a sign at on the North Shore near the aviary.
Mm-hmm.
There's a dog park area there. I'll try to take a picture of it and send it to you.
Great.
Just see
Thank
if
you.
We have everything
right.
that they had.
Right, it's good to see what everyone else is doing.
Okay. Anything else?
That's all I have for recreation.
It's wonderful to see people excited about what's going on up there. You know, I hear about it a lot. I don't know if you all do. Very interested. Let the record reflect that Dr. Petrola is here at 7:40. Water Authority report, Mr. Fuller.
Thank you, Madam President. The Water Authority met. They refinanced their 2012 bond series. They saved $128,000. Their rating was increased to AA from AA minus by Standard & Poor's. So I'm sure that helped with the bond sale, which is already done. They're fairly close to being able to process your payments by phone. In the next couple of months, you should be able to call up and for a fee, you can just pay over the phone. Theoretically, the outsourcing of the envelope stuffing is starting under the new union contract, and they freed up two customer service workers to try and help consumers. The MEIT suit, which Ms. Bastianini is familiar with, it turns out the gentleman is just trying to give his wife a hard time. That's the genesis of the whole suit. They told him that it would be easier for everyone involved if he would just file his tax return jointly. And he said no, he did not want to do that. That's all I have.
All right. Anything for Mr. Fuller? Thank you. Planning Commission report. Mayor Cook.
Thank you, Madam President. The Planning Commission did meet. The first item being discussed was 310 and 312 Laurel Street. And you all have a chance to see the outcome of that. In reference to the conditional use and land development plan, I have to say, having missed the first meeting they attended and one other Planning Commission representative also missed, they did go back and review it, and I thought everybody, and maybe Julie, benefited from the re-review of what they were planning, and then they proceeded with other comments. But the Planning Commission definitely recommends, barring any concerns from the borough's engineers or Allegheny County, or anybody on council, that the plan be approved.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mayor. And We received a letter today, I guess, from Gateway, who is our engineer on this project, and there are a lot of comments relating to the site development, not the conditional use, but the site development. Are you aware of that?
No.
The Planning Commission is not, but they will. They did approve the preliminary land design, provided that the comments from the engineer be addressed in the final design.
Correct. And I'm just pointing out that we received a letter from the engineers today with a lot of comments, and I know, but the Planning Commission is, what your understanding, in favor of granting the conditional use if the site development issues can all be addressed.
Correct.
All right, anything else, Mayor Cook? Any other questions for Mayor Cook? Council of Government report, Mr. Wilson?
Did not happen because they postponed for the conference this weekend at AWOL. And we'll be back to give you a report next time on that. I think we're going to have a good showing from Edgewood, actually.
Yes, you're going and Mr. Wainwright's going. So thank you very much for attending. It's great.
Sorry about the Easter egg.
Happy to be here and be the Easter Bunny. You can represent us well at the conference, I'm sure.
We will miss you, Mr. Wainwright.
First time in 6 years.
I know. Borough Solicitor report, Mr. Barry.
Thank you, Madam President. I would like to have a brief executive session with Borough Council this evening to discuss potential litigation. And that's all.
All right. There will be or won't be no action. Okay. Information regarding potential litigation.
Yes.
Okay. Borough Manager's report.
Thank you, Madam President. Cleanup Day will be on April 22nd at Koenig Field. The foundation is sponsoring this event, and we thank them for that. Please consider helping out to keep our neighborhood clean. They will provide bags, safety vests, and then you can disperse to clean up whatever section of the borough you feel so inclined to clean. A general reminder that street sweeping begins this Wednesday. This Saturday evening, our police department started issuing the tickets that are now a $25 fine, so please remind your neighbors and your friends to move their vehicles for street sweeping because the fines are increased.
Sent them a text today.
Tomorrow I will be holding a pre-construction meeting with Swissvale and Felino, who is the paving contractor, to discuss the work. As Mr. Wainwright pointed out when he was on his walk, he noticed that the PA1 calls have been sent out and utilities have been marked on Westmoreland and La Crosse. So we'll be meeting with them tomorrow and getting exact start dates. Once we have those dates, we are going to send out letters to the residents on La Crosse. This isn't typically something we do in a paving project, but since it's such a major change, we're going to just send a general letter telling them what's happening, and then they can call me to discuss it if they'd like to. So more to come after my meeting tomorrow, but they are hoping to move on this project quickly. Asphalt plants are now open, so I'm hoping that the month of April will see some progress.
What are we doing with the Belgian block?
The Belgian block we have not put in the bid spec that they have to carefully be removed because we want to keep them. We did put an option in the bid for the contractor to remove them and keep them, but that did not work out financially. So the blocks that remain, we will take, Swissvale and Edgewood are going to take what they need first. We can use some of the planter boxes around the borough. Swissvale would like to keep some of them. If there are blocks left after that, we would make them available to the residents if they wanted to take some to do an edge around their yard.
Buy a block for the dog park.
We could.
Yeah.
Many communities have tried to sell them, and they've sat with them for years.
People have asked me about them, though. They were asking me if we were going to sell them because they're interested in buying them.
At least two people have asked me about them. Well, they're not going to pay for them, but they just...
No, they
so we'll see what survives.
I'm going to start taking them now. What the heck?
Yeah, they're easy to remove, right?
You won't notice any difference.
we'll see what we're left with, and, okay. and then we'll make a determination.
But that might be a good idea for the dog park.
Yeah, if it's a possibility, we can address that and see. There's been no real commercial need for them. Everybody has talked to contractors and landscapers to see if they're interested, and they're really not. They actually can buy Belgium block fairly cheaply. So there hasn't been that type of interest, but if residents would like them, that's something we can talk to Swissvale about. But
edging around the park might be nice.
Mm-hmm. They store them up at the dump.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
I might not think of it.
Happy to talk about lacrosse. last Friday, President Schaefer and I accepted the Banner Community Award on behalf of Edgewood Borough at the Allegheny County Courthouse. I just want to acknowledge again the good work the council does. It doesn't go unnoticed. I know sometimes it does seem like it does, but we're doing what we're supposed to be doing and meeting the benchmarks of good governance, so I wanted to commend you all on that again. We've received all of the recycling data for the borough for 2016 from our haulers. We get information from Republic as well as the companies that service the commercial properties in the borough, so the apartments and the stores. We had pretty good curbside numbers. They were up a little bit last year, but we were disappointed to see that not as many residents were taking advantage of the e-recycling program as we had hoped. We were at about a 7% participation. Republic's average is about 15, so that's pretty low. So we are going to be working with Republic on creating some new marketing materials and hopefully trying to encourage our residents to take advantage of this program and also maybe explain it a little bit better. We thought about maybe even putting it on the cover of the newsletter so that people know about it. It's something that you're paying for as part of your quarterly bill to Republic, so it's a no additional cost to our residents, so we hope to see this year some more people taking advantage of that.
There's a conflict I had up at Roger said that on the pamphlet that they sent out on grass clippings and glass.
I did hear about the glass one. Okay. They do not accept window glass. Or mirror glass are not accepted curbside.
Okay.
Food and beverage glass is definitely accepted
that
curbside.
That was what it was.
What have you heard about grass clippings?
No, is it grass or glass?
Glass. Yeah. We are working on community day plans. Unfortunately, we heard this year that the Squirrel Hill Night Market has changed the date of their event, and now it's the same day as community day. So what this means is that we're going to have a little bit more difficult time getting food trucks to come to our event, as they think that they can do more business at the Squirrel Hill Night Market. So some of the regulars who have attended for the past couple of years have already told us that they're not going to be coming this year. So we are going to be asking all of our local restaurants to attend Community Day. If anybody has a contact with a food company or a food truck or any vendor, please let me know. We're really going to try to keep the event what we've come to expect of it. I don't think this should be... I think our Edgewood residents will still come, and that's the majority of who does come to Community Day. I just want to make sure we have the same offerings to present to our residents this year as we've had in previous years. Then just a final reminder that the Statement of Financial Interest forms are due on May 1st for anyone who held office in 2016. If you need an additional copy, let me know and I can get you one. And that's all I have.
Okay. Any other questions for...
Didn't I just turn one in for running for... Oh.
That's your candidate part. Gotcha. This is your holding office.
Okay.
Mayor Cook, when is the Western Pennsylvania School for the Deaf
night? This Friday night.
This Friday, yes.
6 to 8 p.m. at the Edgewood Club. Tickets are still available. You can get them at the School for the Deaf website. It should be a fun night. I think they're going to have food stations, wine tastings... silent auction, I believe, and I'll be there, so I'm looking forward to seeing all of you there.
Yonder.
Yeah, well, opening day is going to be rained out anyway.
No, it's not. I see that you are our volunteer fire department Mr. Reynolds is here to give us our report.
Apologies for tardiness. I don't really have much of a report to give. I'm short of running line and everything, but I'm here to take your questions and say just how sad I am that there will be no food trucks. Gosh, I don't know.
You're going to have to triple production of food.
Well, honestly, if you can't find food trucks, we'll, you know, I mean, we've got a big grill. We actually bring down several grills and we'll cook out everything for whatever. So, you know, I mean, that's an opportunity for us.
Great, thanks.
Are we having the beer cake again?
We're working on it.
Okay. Looks like
we have every indication that we will.
Okay. Okay. Anything, Mr. Reynolds?
No, I just didn't want you to think I, you know, blew you off.
Oh, no. Other than we always thank the volunteer fire department for, you know, the ribs and chicken. That's a big draw. And you usually have been selling out, haven't you?
We do sell out.
Yeah.
But if we know that there's going to be a problem, then we would, you know, we'll obviously, you know, increase our supply to meet what would be demand. You know? And also, if there's a fire, we offer as well. So, or a fire department, we can adapt and over.
All right. Yes, Ms. Wainwright.
I think it's about time we had another fire truck meeting sometime in the near future. So.
Absolutely. At your leisure, I'll send an email and we'll coordinate.
Cool.
Good. Anything? No? Thank you very much. Hope it's quiet for you all. Go Zags. Any new business to be brought before council? Remember, we're going to have a committee of the whole meeting on the 10th, which I think is the first day of Passover. So I don't know if that's an issue for anybody. If it is, let me know. If it is not, then we'll have our cow.
We said 6:30, right? I believe we said 7. 7 p.m.
Any other new business? Then we're going to go into executive session. Thank you very much.
Continue.
Stay dry, stay warm, and I hope your team wins, whichever one that is.
No.